Hello, good evening. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I speak with Peter, please?
Oh, this is him.
Thank you, sir. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, sir? Do you?
I do.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
In that case, we can proceed in that case. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track?
Generally in the right direction.
Right direction. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. This definition is clear to you, sir, or do you need me to read where the Lavine area is again?
No, I know what Lavine is.
Thank you, sir. Just part of the survey, making sure. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. For the statistical purposes, in what year were you born, please? Just a year.
1985.
Thank you so much. Okay. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes, you? That would be you, sir, or your household?
I am partially, yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Overall,
but I'm everything. I did my DNA test on everything, so.
All right, but could I enter you as a Spanish descent, though? Would that be correct?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Very well. Let's move on. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. How about better street and road maintenance?
It's a work in progress everywhere. It seems to be getting better.
Yeah, from 1 to 5, how much would improve the quality of life in Lavine, though? Better street and road maintenance. You can choose any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more...
There's
the
work
more
to go, so 3.
3, very well. And more dining and entertainment options. How much would that improve the quality of life in Lavine?
Considerably, and a lot is going up. I've seen what's all going up. And
so what number would you choose for that?
What's been approved? It's right now a 3 also, but I think it'll be a 4 in a few years.
So you're choosing a 3. Very well. Remember, the higher the number is, the more it will improve the quality of life. Okay, very well. Let's move on. How about more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses? How much would that improve the quality of life in Lavine?
4.
4, thank you. How about better public
transit? That's high, right?
Yeah, 5 is the highest. How about better public transportation options?
4 also, I guess.
4, okay. More good paying jobs. How much would that improve the quality of life?
I'd say 4 also, I guess.
4, sure. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Another 4.
4, thank you, sir. And one more. More parks and recreational opportunities.
Five.
5, okay. Let's go with a 5 and let's move on to the next one. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you, sir. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavine? Would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ that kind of people?
I would say maybe a 3, just because I see...
No, this one,
homeless
we don't... Right. In this one, you don't have to choose a number. You have to tell me if you think there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen.
I would say there's too few.
Too few. Okay, let's move on. Next one is a similar kind of question. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen? Too few, okay.
Too few.
Let's move on. Almost there. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Laveen? Yes or no?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that would be a strong yes or just somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
Strong yes. How about, would you like to see more doctors' offices and hospitals in Laveen?
Yes. Yeah.
A strong yes or somewhat?
Yes, strong yes.
Okay. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laveen?
Yes.
Strongly, sir? Or somewhat?
Strong. Strong yes. Strong yes.
Strong yes. Very well. And would you like to see more... Would you like
to
see more...
Go ahead.
not a problem. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laveen?
Maybe one.
So would that be somewhat yes or a strong yes?
Some yes.
Somewhat, okay. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Laveen?
Yeah.
Strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. Almost there, sir. Almost done. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
What kind of stores?
Yeah, some business that you would like to have at least one of them in Laveen.
I don't know, maybe retail, maybe like a Kohl's or something.
Kohl's?
Kohl's.
Okay, yes. I would like to see a Kohl's. Any other store that you can mention, sir, that you would like to see? Or just that one?
Well, I don't. I mean.
Yeah, because this part, I'm just writing it, you know, verbatim.
Yeah, I'm
trying. Say it to me.
Maybe like a Main Event, or a like a fun place. You know, there's nothing in the Laveen area that's like a fun
Main Event. Main Event would be the name of the business that you want to see, right? Main Event.
Main Event. Yeah, one of those would be cool here.
Okay, kind of business.
Like an entertainment business.
Yes, I understand.
Like, yeah, Main Event, Top Golf. I don't know, one of those types of places. Miniature golf, that would be cool.
Okay, I would like to see like a Kohl's, maybe like a Main Event kind of business, or a miniature golf. I will enter that as well.
Yeah, miniature golf, like an entertainment type place.
All right. Now I think that will do it. Let's see. Okay. Let's move on. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say it's a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem? A slight problem or not a problem at all?
A big problem.
Big problem, housing availability, okay. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Probably a slight problem.
Slight problem. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, sir. And I'm still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more like multifamily housing, like apartments or condominiums in Laveen? Yes or no, sir?
Yes.
And that's a strongly yes or just somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
Strong yes. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laveen?
Sure.
A strongly, sir, or just somewhat?
Just yes.
Yes, somewhat?
I'm not old yet, so yeah, when I'm sure I will. If I am in Phoenix, that's when I'm older.
So that's a somewhat yes, is that correct?
Yeah, somewhat yes.
Okay, very well. And would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laveen?
I mean, I've never thought about that. I guess maybe not. I don't know. Yeah.
The choices I have is a strong yes, somewhat yes, or no?
Somewhat yes.
Somewhat yes, okay. And how about, would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laveen?
Yes.
Strongly, sir, or somewhat?
Strong.
Strong, yes. Okay, that one you like. Very well. Let's move on, sir. Almost done. How long had you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
I've been back from the Army for over 10 years.
So would you say 11 to 20?
I've been back here since 2011, so 12 years, yeah, 11 to 12.
11 to 20 years. 11
to 20.
Very well. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my house.
Own? Thank you, sir. And almost done. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each proposal. The first one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
I'd favor that.
A strongly favor, sir, or somewhat favor?
To replace parking lots with houses, I'd strongly favor that.
A strongly favor, very well. Next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes and duplexes and triplexes. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
I would favor that.
And that would be a strongly favor as well, or just somewhat favor?
Sure, I'll strongly favor it.
A strongly favor. Next proposal says to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly favor.
A strongly favor. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or just somewhat oppose?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Favor.
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Just one more. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
A favor, strongly favor.
Strongly favor, very well. Let's start wrapping things up. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
I've got my degrees,
That'd be a bachelor's?
Bachelor's.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, $50,000 and $1,000 to $75,000, $75,000 and $1,000 to $100,000, $100,000 and $1,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
It's more than that.
More than $125,000. Very well. Finally, sir, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Peter.
Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful night, sir. It was a pleasure.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.